All right, so Miami, cheating bastards, just beat Ole Miss 31-27. It was a tough one, Shane. Ole Miss had it till they didn't. SEC eliminated. All these Big Ten losers, ACC losers, having their fucking cake and eating it too right now. Is the SEC, third year in a row, not going to get a team in the national championship. How are we feeling?
We suck.
Oh, no.
The SEC sucks, you know. And I told you this the other day, Mike. I forgave the Alabama-Michigan, right? I said, you know what? They cheated. That wasn't fair. Last year, the Ohio State team, you know what? They were just absolutely loaded. It was once in a lifetime football team that we'll be talking about. But this year, we didn't have one team to make it to the dance, man. And I honestly, when we came into the college football playoffs, I didn't get any warm and fuzzy feelings except for two teams. One got destroyed on the week one, and the other one got beat by this team that can't even beat Miami. So, yeah. And I'm not saying Miami's a great football team. They're playing out of their mind. They got some freak athletes. But we got to come to a realization with this NIL, the transfer portal. It is equal opportunity and maybe even drifting a little bit from this Southeastern Conference, because you're realizing real quick there's a lot of people that got some money out there.
Right. And again, we did another interview with Dave Bar, too. Go check it out. But he made a really good point, Shane. I think he's on to something. There's just not those elite teams in the SEC anymore.
No.
And it's because the Georgias, the Bamas, the LSUs, you know, they still got a lot of talent. There's a wealth of talent. I'm not saying there's not good teams in the SEC.
Yeah.
But you can't have it used to be your second team could beat Miami. Yeah. Your third team could play with Miami. You know what I mean? But not anymore. Even if you're Georgia and Bama, or maybe just Georgia, if you lose a key player or two, buddy, I mean, your depth is shot to hell quickly. And that's because there's money to go around for not just the entire SEC, but the entire nation now spending. So,
yeah,
that is certainly something, and we could discuss that all off season. But specifically for this game, Shane, killed us that Lacy got hurt, 73-yard touchdown. He got hobbled after that. He was never quite the same. He got a little momentum there. I think Ole Miss more or less dominated the second half, though, until that final drive by Miami. That was a killer. Mistakes, man. Missed a kick that I told you I'm going to be dreaming about that missed tackle on the goal line.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sick right now because Ole Miss, again, 31-27. You make a mistake here, mistake there. It costs you in a game like it. You can't make those mistakes.
Drops, you know, and I felt like there were opportunities. There was moments in this game when Ole Miss could have really stole some of that momentum. And it felt like they were getting it, but then they let Miami right back into it with a long drive or like you said, a missed tackle. That infamous Tony being like he's held up, and all of a sudden he cuts loose there, and that ends in a 7 points. So, yeah, I feel like there were opportunities for Ole Miss to win this game, and I don't want to overshadow what they've accomplished up to this point, because it's been a hell of a run for those Rebels, especially with their coach leaving in the middle of the night. But brother, it's a tough one. It's a tough one to swallow going into a national championship without an SEC football team. It sucks. It absolutely sucks, brother.
If only Trinidad would have scored those four touchdowns, Shane. He got one.
I'm telling you, I thought it was, and honestly, he caught fire there for a minute and probably could have, right? I felt like the slow start too was a rough outing for Ole Miss, you know, and if they could have got some points early in the first quarter, I felt like that could have set the tempo, but they let Miami run that first half and Ole Miss, again, shout out to what they accomplished. And I know your fans are sitting there like, damn, if we had last year's defense, you know, we would have been unstoppable this year.
Yeah, that's what cost us. We couldn't stop the run, right? Yeah. And Tony, shout out Tony. You mentioned him.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he was the best player on the field tonight. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I would say Tony. I would say, well, the running game was just unreal. It always is. The offensive line, they didn't get enough shout out, but – I thought they played for Miami, played fantastic. Hell, Ole Miss did too. Line of scrimmage was really tough today. And unfortunately, stars shine, right? And big moments, and kind of surprised me a little bit. I got to give Carson Beck a shout out. You know, he didn't have the greatest game, but when it mattered in the fourth quarter, we saw it. We all got to see it, especially that touchdown run. I felt like that was icing on the cake. I know it meant a lot to him, but you know, hell, they got an opportunity to play next week.
Right. And he is case in point, Shane, that you should respect your elders.
Yeah. Hold the door open for these guys if you see them, you know. hey, but I will say it is a good point if you're talking about, you know, sticking around. You're talking about some of these kids and the depth and all this stuff. A lot of them are quick to rush to the NFL, quick right. to rush to a next opportunity. You know, he played his cards all. I guarantee you, if he could have gotten paid, he would have stayed in Georgia one more year. But he got an opportunity to extend, and now he has an opportunity to help his draft stock a little bit more. So, yeah, I mean, shout out to the kid. He got kicked out, brother, you know, and then he's just going down here and doing something he can't do in Georgia.
And as a wise man once said, Shane, at the end of the day,
yes,
Ole Miss was the last team standing.
Yeah.
They had their coaching staff, you know, turn over and players threatened to be torn away, yet they kept fighting. They fought to the very end. Hell, I mean, what do they have, 19 seconds? They had to go to the length of the damn field. They damn near did it. Yeah. This is a team. I think their legacy will be they fought to the very end,
yeah.
and they got nothing to feel bad about. They fought their asses off. They represented the conference better than anybody this year.
I'm sure Lane Kiffin is outside right now waiting to greet every single one of them as they get off the bus. So
yeah, and hey, if there's any silver lining, Shane, I know this hurts, but if there's one thing, Lane Kiffin didn't get a bonus tonight, did he? Hey, with him, you know what? Yeah.
Shit, man. What a game. What a season, right? Didn't turn out the way we wanted it, but you know, I'm watching the portal. I'm watching the recruiting, and I do think that we'll have some teams in the mix for sure coming up at the end of the year, so starting next year. So it's going to be a wild, wild time. So be sure to have those notifications on because, brother, I mean, the portal's wide open. You just never know. These kids that are committed, just how committed are you? We're going to find out soon.
Hey, shout out Justin. He gave us $10. Shane, what in the absolute hell was that last play? P.I., if I've ever seen it. Rigged. Yep. Can't make me think otherwise. I agree. I thought that was questionable.
Yep. But,
you know, I just feel like they always say it, and there's truth to it. They're not going to call it on a play like that because it's – you know, they basically let them play on a game, final play of the game, you know?
I get it. But again, if you're getting tackled in the corner of the end zone, maybe we do call it. Maybe we do give them another opportunity. So
I would have liked to see it, but.
Yeah, it does suck. But honestly, I don't think that was the best play. And yes, I know it was in the corner of the end zone, and it was one of those you just kind of had to thread the needle. But I feel like we could have had another opportunity. You know, I hate when it's a bad pass. Not that it was, but it kind of was, you know?
Right. And I'll tell you one thing, Shane.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. Mark my words, January 8th. The SEC's winning the national championship 26. You know what?
26 is our year. Hell yeah, baby. Enjoy. It's the last time in the next 5 years you're going to get to see a team other than an SEC team win. We're going to fix this system somehow.
Yeah. Please, Sankey, fix it for us. You know what? All right. Anything else, buddy, before we hop off here?
No, man. No. It's great hanging out with you guys. Thank you for all the donations. Appreciate you, cousins. Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful evening. Be safe. Get some rest. Some of us got to work tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Good job, Ole Miss.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.